Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Chris Rogers, and I am the program manager for the Vision Aware program for the American Foundation for the Blind. And I'm speaking this afternoon because we're very proud to say that Vision Aware has just updated the resources that we have on our website about working as a senior with vision loss. And if you want to find that information on Vision Aware, you can go to visionaware.org and put /older workers. So it's www.visionaware.org/older workers. And that will take you directly to the information that we have put up here for working as a senior with vision loss. You've already heard what Neva has had to say about some of the aspects of working and looking for a job and so forth. And we've tried to cover a good amount of that information here on the site to read it and find out more. So the next section we have is things to know to keep or find a job. And in this section, we talk about empowerment from knowledge, tools, and resources, knowing about the tools to find employment, working with your local VR agency, which vocational rehabilitation agency, which NEVA has addressed, and then what more can you do, such as learning skills, updating and refreshing your resume, which, as NEVA has said on AFB Career Connect, we have information about how to do that, filling out an online application, and you will be finding more about out more about that in a few minutes, but also we have some information in the Vision Aware section on filling in an online application, creating a personal data sheet, and then thinking outside the box. Read about older workers who have found cool and unusual jobs or who have created their own jobs, entrepreneurs. We also have in Career Connect an our stories section where you can read about what other people are doing and use the Job Seekers Toolkit course that we have in Career Connect, as NEVA has already discussed. So there's several different resources for you there. Then, reasons to keep working. To recap, additional income, the chance to be around other people, the opportunity to learn new skills, health insurance and other benefits, feeling part of something again, and wanting to be productive. So you may say, okay, I want to do all those things, but what do I have to offer an employer? A proven work history and strong work ethic, a lifelong time of work-related skills, job-related education and training, the capacity to learn. And guess what, guys? There's no earning limitation after the age of 65, or once you reach the your age, whatever that full employment time is for you. For baby boomers who were born in 1949 or earlier, right now it's at age 66. Typically no dependent children at home who require care, and an interest and concern to safety issues. So there are lots of things that you have to offer an employer, and lots of reasons that you could go back to work and earn what you want to earn. Another section that we have in continuing to work as a senior is keeping your job. Now, as we all know, a lot of times it's much easier to keep a job than to have to go out and find another one. So in this section, we have information on explaining your vision loss, because as you heard in the survey, the employer may not really understand your vision loss, and you need to be able to understand it to explain it to them. So we have some information in this section about explaining your vision loss, so that other people, and not only the employer but your coworkers, they need to understand it as well. Utilizing transportation options, and we have quite a bit of information in the section about where you can get transportation, learning orientation and mobility skills so that you will have the techniques you need to get around safely in your environment, wherever that may be, and to be able to take the bus or to navigate public transportation. Another part of this section is one called Navigating the Workplace. And again, this goes into getting around in your work environment and so forth, and how that can really help you, and the perception of people in that workplace about you and your ability to work. Unfortunately, another piece that we have to deal with, and this again came out in the survey, is dealing with ageism. You know, sometimes people look at gray hair or blue hair or whatever color hair you have and they say, oh, that person can't do the job. Well, as we know, you can. And so, you know, it's something that older people do have to deal with in all walks of life anyway. And so, but this particular article kind of gives you some ideas about thinking about that and what kinds of things you can use to help people understand just how good a worker you are. We also have a section on exploring opportunities for work. And a little while ago I was talking about, you know, how you might want to think about being an entrepreneur. And we actually even have a survey online called Entrepreneur Survey, Is It For You? And there are different questions that you can fill, you know, answer and kind of feel out for yourself whether entrepreneurship is an option for you. And it might well be if you have some job skills or you have a hobby that you love doing. We actually do even have a section on hobby jobs. And there's a kind of a really cool article in the hobby jobs section about a man who had turned his hobby of cooking into, you know, being a catering and cooking. And he's doing really well. He's in South Florida making a real good career for himself. So you may want to read about that. And he certainly had a totally different job before he lost his vision. So think about that hobby and how you could turn that into a moneymaker for yourself. Also, we have a section on the good of volunteering. And again, this is another way that you can look at, you know, go into a volunteer job and then eventually maybe turn that into a real job. And again, we have a couple of examples on the Vision Aware that you can read about people who have done that. And mentoring is another option as well, whether you mentor for work or whether you mentor as a part of, you know, enjoying working with younger people or other people who are looking for jobs, giving back the value of mentoring. We have that another piece on that in Vision Aware. And then, of course, there's the Randolph Shepherd Program, which is through, you'd have to go through your vocational rehabilitation agency. But through this program, you might be able to take over running a vending location and all kinds of facilities throughout the country. They're mostly federal installations, but they can be snack bars, cafeterias, vending machine routes. So there are lots of opportunities to do that. And in a lot of situations, the money in doing that kind of work is excellent. So you would want to talk to your vocational rehabilitation counselor about that option for going back to work. Okay. Then, what do I need to know about today's job search? As I mentioned earlier, the online application is a really big deal. And this day and time, you really have to know how to do an online application. And we have in this section a lot of information on how to apply, tips to help you apply, you know, how to set up keywords that you need to use in the application, even how to what you need to do next. You know, you're one among many applying for a job online. So what can you do to make yourself stand out? And, for example, here's a question. How can you make sure your application rises to the top of the list? Answer, all online applications go to a database of applicants and are sorted by relevance. It is only the ones that use the right keywords, which correspond with or match the job description, that go to the top of the list. Therefore, you must read the job description carefully and make sure your education, training, experience, and skills match the description of the job you're applying for. So that's really critical to know. You know, and the other good idea is in networking. It's really important that you learn the networking skills. And this this particular set of tips will help you with learning all about what you might be able to do to rise to the top in today's job search. We also have a section on the new resume and how to fill in a resume appropriately and to make sure you get to the top. And then job search resources. There's also a whole section on job search resources, such as job sites to go to look for work if you're older, how to find help and services, and then some of the laws and regulations that relate to working. And there's also some links to consumer membership organizations. So in a nutshell, that's the type of information that you will now find on working as a senior with vision loss. We also have within the working life section of Vision Aware, information on talking to your employer, finding about your rights, what some of the training resources are, and workplace technology. What types of technology would you need to know, and how can you find out about that? So we hope that you will use these resources. Again, if you want to use them, go to www.visionaware.com/olderworkers, and you will find all this great information that I have just reviewed. In addition to workplace information on Vision Aware, we have information on everyday living. So if you're going to be going to work and you don't know how to coordinate your outfit or your clothing, you may want to check out that section of Vision Aware. We also have information on helpful products and technology in that section. And also, you may, if talking about earlier about learning about your vision loss, we have a whole section on your eye condition. So I encourage you to use Vision Aware. It has all kinds of information to help you for living with vision loss as well as looking for a job. Thank you for listening today, and we hope you'll visit Vision Aware.